It's 9 hours UTC.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, hello everyone, hello everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. Well, that is the way I normally open the program, except today I will tell you, at this very moment, the program is live. Yes, it is live indeed. Now, during the course of the show today, we're going to be doing a couple of things. We're going to be speaking to some of you. Well, a couple of people that you already know because they've been on the program before, or names of people that you may have heard me mention, but you had no idea who exactly they were, but we will find out on the show for sure. Huh, the show for sure. Okay, I don't know, whatever that means. Anyway, it's just after 9 hours UTC. You're listening to PCJ Radio, which is exclusively for listeners in the Asia Pacific, but as I've been finding out during the course of the last little while, a number of people are tuning in other areas. For example, Tay-Tay, who is in New York City, on the east coast of New York. My only question to you is, what are you doing up at 5 o'clock in the morning, or 4:45 in the morning? Have trouble sleeping? Yes. Well, I have the perfect remedy, of course, for that. If you go to your cabinet or local store, maybe the one that's open 20 or 24 hours, you can have maybe a drink or something. I actually have a drink with me right now. I have a plastic spoon, of course, but it is a cup of coffee, as I normally do have when I do the show. And yes, I should tell you that it is only coffee. Okay, this actually is the first of three editions of Happy Station, which is going out this Sunday. The next one that we have is at 16 hours UTC, and then another one at midnight UTC, which is for North America. The one, by the way, at 16 hours is for our European listeners. And I do wish you to send in an email to us as we're doing the show to let us know how reception is coming in your area. We're doing some tweaking as this show is going out, so you may notice that you may get cut off, and this is not my doing, but our technical person who is sitting on the other side of the glass. Now, for this first live program on this beautiful Sunday. Well, it is here in Taiwan. Well, half the sky is beautiful. And I'll explain a little bit more about that after we kick off with our first piece of music, which I thought is appropriate for our listeners. We have listeners right now in India who are listening, in New Zealand and Australia. And Radio Sonora in Indonesia is actually relaying this program live on FM in Jakarta, as well as through the rest of the country on AM, as well as one shortwave frequency in the 49-meter band, which is only for Indonesia. So for all of you and everyone else tuning in many far-off places, we're going to kick off with Tom Meyer and the Harry DeGroote Orchestra and Fabulous Places here on the International Happy Station.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, it's possible in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places.
Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places, beginning this edition of the Happy Station Show, live for our listeners in the Asia Pacific. I should let you know two things, that the two other versions of the show live that will follow today at 16 hours and midnight UTC will be carried live on KDX Radio in Illinois, in the U.S. state of Illinois, in a place called Bellevue. So listeners in Belleville, Illinois, can listen to this relay of the two shows on KDX World Round Radio. So we're going to have something special for them. Now, before we took a listen to that song, I said the sky today is half sunny and half rainy, which I know sounds very, very strange. The reason is, actually, it is half sunny and half rainy. Now, if you hear thunder during today's show, that's because we have some thunder showers at this very moment coming into Taipei. At one side of the city, the sky is blue, but if I look towards the direction of the 101 tower, which is probably around 8 kilometers from where we are, now normally on a clear day you can see it. It's quite an amazing structure. But right now, you can absolutely see nothing. The building, which is one of the tallest buildings in the world, but I think the tallest one now is in Dubai, you just can't see it all. It's completely clouded over, and the sky is pitch black. Unfortunately, the studio that we are using is not completely, totally soundproof, so occasionally during loud thunderstorms, the sound carries through. So, hopefully the rain will make an appearance on the program today. Okay, as I told you, we actually have a couple of guests standing by. We're going to go to one of them in just a couple of moments. His name is Neil Hendrickse. You know the guy. Finally Friday, you know him, right? We're going to be going to him for a moment in Cape Town, South Africa. But first, here's Madonna and Rain on the International Happy Station.
Tell me how you feel.
Madonna and Rain, here on the International Happy Station, a live edition of the program for our listeners in the Asia Pacific. Yes, some of you may be experiencing some difficulties in having a stable connection with the stream. Now, this is actually the first day that we are running it in a full capacity, and there's still a lot of adjustments that we have to do at this end. So hopefully, we will actually have that fixed up very, very soon. But do let us know actually how it is coming through, and you'll be entered into a lucky draw to win a Wi-Fi radio. All you need to do is send us an email. The email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And if you want to find out what the radio looks like, just go to our website, pcjmedia.com, and you'll see it on the front page. You can also enter, by the way, by taking part in the survey that we have at the website. Well, now, actually, I want to welcome to the program a voice that is certainly no stranger to PCJ, and that is our good buddy Neil Hendrickse, all the way in South Africa. Hello, Neil.
Good morning, PCJ Radio. How are you, Keith?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastically, thank you. It's a wonderful day here in Cape Town. The sun is coming out nicely, or it is out already. Looks like we're going to have a very mild, typical Cape late winter day today, you know?
That's right. You're in your winter season at the moment, correct?
Yes. We're just coming to the end of winter. We've still got this month ahead. We normally do get quite a bit of rain in August here in the Cape as well. But today, on the first of the month, it looks like being a lovely day, Keith. you've got some storm clouds rolling in there in Taipei.
Yeah. I wish I could send some to your direction. I mean, the past couple of weeks, every afternoon, because now it's around it's 5:15 in the afternoon. But every afternoon for the past 2 weeks, starting at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we get these massive downpours. And literally, okay. the street where I live turns into a mini river.
You know, that does pleasant.
You know, the other day, I really felt like taking my you know, getting renting a catamaran and taking that to work.
Now, that's great to. It's great to have you on the radio live, Keith.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you something, because the last time you were on the show was one of the two specials that we did on December 31st. And you were on, and were talking about the upcoming World Cup. Well, actually, the World Cup now has ended. So I do have two World Cup questions for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. And I want your honest...
Okay.
I want your honest, honest opinion. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the first question is, what is your feeling of the vuvuzela? What do you think about that noisemaker?
Well, Keith, I think the under-20 women's FIFA World Cup has just come to an end, or it's going to be concluding pretty soon. And I was watching one of the quarterfinal matches on television the other night. And lo and behold, there the vuvuzela was being heard loud and clear. But my personal opinion on the vuvuzela, I'm not too endeared to it, I must admit. It's an atmosphere that I would never have liked to have played football under. It's a hell of a din that thing makes. But it seems to have caught on internationally, and whoever the creator of the vuvuzela was, I say, well done. But yeah, I would. I'm more used to the atmosphere generated at European football games, Keith. You know, where you got the crowd singing and chanting and that type of thing, and that sort of atmosphere is what I identify more with with football.
Yeah, the vuvuzela. I have to tell you, like I was watching a couple of the matches from different TV networks. And there was one in particular, I believe it was a station in the UK. Their coverage was highly annoying because in all honesty, you could not hear the commentators. All you heard was that noise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, for the World Cup, most of the commentators were from England. And they actually adjusted, they had to adjust everything to make the crowd noise softer so that they could be heard.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hell of a noise. And it just takes quite a bit of getting used to. You know, come towards the later rounds of the World Cup, when you turn the television on, you heard it, and it was just sort of there like a drone in the background the whole time. You know? But you do get used to it, but I'd rather watch a football match without that noise, personally.
The best comment that I heard about it from someone...
The second question is...
Yes? Oh, well, actually, the best comment that I heard about the Vuvuzela was somebody said that it sounded like 2 million horny bees.
Yeah, at least 2 billion. Yeah.
Now,
it was actually measured the volume that generated by the Vuvuzela, and by FIFA, they measured it, and it was compared to the sound of a chainsaw. So, can you imagine being in an arena? And in a crowd of, say, 60,000, you're probably going to have at least 20,000 Vuvuzelas now in this possible. Imagine having 20,000 chainsaws going off around you. And you're trying to concentrate on your game.
And, the problem, of course, is that there were a number of people that wore earplugs, but they didn't help. Anyway, the second question that I have about you, the second question that I have for you is, now that the World Cup is over... is there still the excitement that was going on in South Africa before it was happening, or now people are like, oh, it's over, it's gone, thank God it's over, you know?
Keith, there's certainly not the thank God it's over, no. Everybody seems to be elated that we've held the World Cup and held it very successfully as well. You know, there were no hiccups or any hitches or anything, or very, very few. And but it's back to normal. You know, it's back to normal daily life. Instead of having the World Cup all over the news 24/7, now it's back to what's happening in government and local government. And it's pretty much over. And of course, now there's also all the analysts are looking and seeing, okay, what benefits are South Africa going to be getting from having held the World Cup here? And the consensus that I'm hearing on the radio stations and in the media is that any positive spin-off for the country will probably only be felt, if at all, 2 or 3 years down the line. So, yeah, they're sort of like, you know, it's the morning after type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody is very, very grateful that we got it in the first place, and secondly, that it went off so successfully.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, of all the matches, the one that I was that was actually interesting was the final match between Spain and the Netherlands. You know, I don't know if you saw the game or not. You probably did, but really, the entire time, the Netherlands just spent the time trying to keep the ball out of their goal. They hardly got it towards the Spanish side, you know.
The Spanish, congratulations to them. You know, they won the cup and deservedly so. But the style of football that they play, Keith, it's totally based on retaining possession.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very frustrating for any side playing against them because the Spanish do it so incredibly well. They can just keep the ball for 30, 40 passes, stringing them together, you know, not necessarily heading towards their opponent's goal, but just keeping the ball. And that obviously frustrates, you know, anybody, any soccer player on the field. If you can't get the ball, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of those games that appeared as if the Spanish weren't playing attacking football. But without the ball, there's not really much you can do, you know?
Yeah.
And the Spanish, they really have mastered the art of possession football. Having said that, it can become a little bit boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One side, just keeping the ball and...
The only thing I have to say, actually, is...
And they do it so well.
They do it so well. The thing I think a lot of people are
you
happy...
You got it, Keith?
Yeah, I think one thing a lot of people are happy about, actually, is the fact that France didn't win. And France didn't make it. You know,
yeah, I mean, they're gonna have to rebuild their site.
Yeah, could you imagine what because of all the politics that was going on, the French footballers are there going, you know what, huh? I want to have a little bit of camembert. I do not want to play this game because of that cochon coach that we have, huh? Give me some brie. I don't want to play with him. He's not fun anymore. Call the president. The president will defend me.
Yeah, no, the French, they went home early and they deserved to go home early. They didn't do anything really great. It was a little bit disconcerting at the end of the South African-French game to see the French coach refusing to shake hands with old Pereira, the South African coach, but you know, I suppose things like that happen in football. But the French, yeah, they really need to rebuild. Their side is very old. They do have some good youngsters coming through. I'm sure they'll be a lot better in 4 years' time, as provided they make the next World Cup finals, that is, of course.
Well, if they just have to play another match like they did against Ireland, you know.
Yeah, no, that was good. Thierry Henry, and old Henry didn't really even play a match. I think he came on as a substitute once or twice. I don't even think he started any of the three games that the French played.
Right.
But no, a great tournament. It was a fantastic World Cup tournament. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And, you still see cars driving around with South African flags or Spanish flags here and there as well. So there's obviously still quite a few folk who came over for the World Cup and have stayed for extended holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was lovely having it here.
Well, Neil, thank you very much for joining us on the show. We're going to have you on again very soon. So do go and enjoy the rest of your sunny day. I'm kind of envious because of the rain that we're getting right now.
Thanks so much, Keith. It's great hearing from you again. We'll stay in touch, I'm sure.
All right, Neil. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
All right. That was Neil Hendricks, a host of Finally Friday. I apologize there. There was a slight delay between him and I, but you got the gist of it. All right, we're going to dedicate the next song to Neil. And then when we come back, we have a couple of messages, recorded messages, actually, that people just sent in, I think, in the last 24 hours. So going out to Neil Hendricks and to all our friends, to all the friends of PCJ in South Africa, here's Kai Varner and The Beat Goes on the International Happy Station.
Stop.
Kai Varner, the beat goes on here on the International Happy Station. Now, we've received a couple of emails from somebody asking us what bitrate are we streaming the program at. We're actually streaming it right now at 96 kilobytes per second, which seems to be a problem for people in certain regions. But next week, we will try a different bitrate and hopefully work out the problems that we're having. Now, the problems that we're having is actually we just installed this web server. And right now, this is the very first time that we are trying it. It's the very first time that we're trying it. So do bear with us. Mind you, if you only heard, say, part of this show or it keeps cutting out, don't worry, because this show will be uploaded at the PCJ Media website within the next 30 minutes. So within the next 30 minutes, if you go to the homepage, www.pcjmedia.com, you can listen to it there in full. I want to say hello to Yuri, who is listening to us in Indonesia right now via Radio Sonora. He's listening to us on FM. So hello to Yuri. And he has an interesting question. He says, you know, it is radio. What do you wear when you do the show? Well, Yuri, that is a loaded question. Let me see. Well, okay, I'll tell you what I'm wearing. Right, here goes. Yes, I am wearing a, let me see, it's a blue t-shirt. Blue t-shirt. I have tennis shoes with blackish blue socks. And I'm not wearing any pants. Yes, now some of you are saying, oh, do you have a webcam in the studio? No, we don't. I'm just kidding about that. I am fully dressed. That would be an interesting thing, actually, to do the show like that. We could imagine that. Happy Station coming to you one day from a nudist colony. Yes, that will be one special show indeed. Now, speaking of this show, this is not the regular edition of Happy Station. There actually is one that we already did this week, which is airing on a number of different radio stations who are not streaming this for obvious reasons, because it's not at the same time that they normally air Happy Station. But that show is a special show. You can listen to it right now at the PCJ website. It's an interview that I did with Menho Godhart. He was the Dutch representative here in Taiwan for 8 years. And he was on the show to discuss a book that he wrote called The Real Taiwan and the Dutch. And this show will continue to air on World FM and a number of other stations, but we've already uploaded on the website, so do go and check it out. All right, I want to say hello now to our good buddy who listens to us in Japan. He was on the show not long ago. And he sent us a message to use on today's show. His name is Saka Obara. No relation to Obama. So Japan, let's now go to Japan.
Hi, Keith. This is Saka Obara speaking from Japan. You know what? I am right now jogging on the riverside in the local park. I've been jogging for about 30 minutes. You know, in Japan, unfortunately, we cannot receive the Happy Station show through the local radio. So I download the MP3 file from your website to my iPod. And every week I enjoy the show during I am jogging like this with my iPod. The weather is nice, a little bit humid, but not too much sunshine, which is good for running. Okay, I just wanted to say hello to the live show and all the best. This is Sakai Obara in Niigata, Japan. I'm gonna keep my exercise for another 30 minutes maybe. Now back to you, Keith.
Oh, right, there we go. Jogging. That's new, actually, recording a message while jogging. Yes, yes. Hopefully it... I wonder if it really was jogging. I'm sorry, Sakai. It's just a little joke. You know that. All right. Thank you very much, Sakai. You can actually send in your recorded message as well. Just record it as an MP3 or other audio format and send it to our email address for the show or for PCJ, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. All right, now time for a little bit more music. And when we come back, we're going to go to a good friend of ours in the UK by the name of Philip. But first, let's take a little bit of a listen to one of my favorite songs. It was a song originally composed by Neil Diamond and was a big hit for UB40. Well, you obviously know what it is just from that little clue. Red, Red Wine here on the International Happy Station. UB40, Red Red Wine here on the International Happy Station, a live edition of the program. One of three live editions going out today. This first one for listeners in the Asia Pacific, and then we have another one what time is it again? 18 hours UTC, there we go. 18 hours UTC for listeners in Europe, and then another one at... Let me look at the time. Here we go. 2 hours UTC for listeners in North America, which is Sunday evening or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, I want to apologize to you that at the moment we're doing some settings and adjusting of our stream. So bear with us. Again, we just turned it on this server today. The very first time. And the only way to really figure out and to adjust it, we said, let's just jump in the water full throttle. And I'm sure that listeners will understand and let us know, which actually helps us out as well. Our website, by the way, is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And if you go to our website in about an hour's time, you'll be able to download the show, this one that you're listening to right now. And we're going to be uploading all the editions of the show that we're going to be doing live today. But at the same time, you can also take a listen to the version of Happy Station that we did for our partner stations, which I mentioned a moment ago. It's with Menho Goedhart talking about a book called The Real Taiwan and the Dutch. So do go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, actually, now standing by on the line is our good friend Philip in the United Kingdom. Hello, Philip. And we don't know what's going on. Hello, Philip. Are you there? Can you hear us? 3, 2, 1. Well, something is wrong, but we will try Philip again in a little moment. But first, let's take a listen to a little bit more music, and then we'll find out what exactly is going on. Here is the Gunter Kallmann Choir with Sugar Sugar on the International Happy Station. The Gunter Kallmann Choir with Sugar Sugar from an album called Put a Little Love in Your Heart that was recorded in London and produced by the legendary British producer Nori Paramore. It's a wonderful album. We'll play another track from it very, very soon. Well, the current time at this very moment is 9:43 Universal Time Coordinate. We still have another 17 or 16 minutes to go before we end off this first edition of the live show today. And it seems actually that we're having trouble connecting with Philip in the UK. Are we having trouble with him? I'm getting a nod up and down. Yes, we are. So we will try to have him on for the second show that we are doing later on. Now, if you want to enter a contest that we're having for a Wi-Fi radio, it's very, very easy to do. All you need to do is send us an email about how this signal is coming through, and if you're having any problems, do let us know, and you'll be entered into a lucky draw for a Wi-Fi radio that you can see a picture of at the PCJ Media website. Now, if you take part of a survey that you'll see on our homepage, I should let you know that you can only enter the survey one time. You will also be entered into the lucky draw as well. We actually have, some interesting comments from people. And I thought, why don't we do the negative ones first? I have no problem with maybe, talking about, negative comments. Oh, wait a second. It seems that Philip now is on the line. Hello, Philip.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. We had trouble connecting with you for 2 times in a row. Were you out doing something naughty, my dear friend?
I was sleeping, I'm sorry.
I do that to people, don't I?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing really well. It's funny that you said that you're sleeping because one of our listeners from Japan sent us a recorded message that we used a moment ago. And he recorded the message when he was jogging, right?
Oh, right, that's great.
Well, yes, but somebody commented on Facebook that it sounded like he was doing something else.
Oh, right, well, I wasn't doing anything interesting, Keith, I'm sorry.
So what are you doing, taking a nap at this time of the day, or your time of the day?
Well, here, here, it's just coming up to 11 o'clock in the morning, so it's nice to sleep on a Sunday,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to, just going to go to the shops, and then I'm going to cook a roast dinner, which is very traditional here,
Right.
On a Sunday. But it's very early here, really, like 11 o'clock. Very early.
Or are you just saying that because you had a late night?
Well, yes. I slept. Maybe. I'll just stop explaining, maybe.
it's funny. The first time that we spoke, I remember we were chatting, and you would go away every few minutes saying, oh, I have something cooking in the oven. Oh, wait a second. I have to get a glass of wine. Oh, wait a second. I'm cooking some potatoes. Oh, wait a second. You sound like a fantastic cook, I have to say.
I am.
Oh, not shy about it, I see.
You come here, or I go there, I'll cook for you,
And what is your favorite thing to cook?
That's very difficult. I love roast dinners.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the traditional roast dinner.
Right.
I love Brazilian food and the food from South America. I love that very much. And I can, I have friends from there. So I've got recipes. I love quesadillas. Do you know what they are?
Yes, I do.
They're like a pancake almost. That are, you have something on the top and on the bottom, and you have cheese and chilies in the middle, and you cook them, and they're brilliant. They're lovely. Quesadillas. Quesadillas.
There's something from South America. I don't know if you've ever had it before, but it's a drink, and it's very popular in places like Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay. It's called mate. Have you ever had that?
Yes, like a tea.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I like it.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I like mate. I have to tell you, in Paraguay, you can get a different tea. And they make it with the leaves from a certain plant.
Oh, I wonder what that could be.
Yeah. Actually, that's Peru. That's Peru, not Paraguay. They make a lovely tea. You can go, when you go to that beautiful place, what's that place called, Keith, where you go in Peru, which is really nice? That one of the great wonders of the world.
Oh,
Machu Picchu.
Yeah, with the Incas. The Incas.
Yeah, you can go there. When you go there, you can go to the nearest village there, and then you go to Machu Picchu on the train. But you go and stay in the place before there, and they make you a nice tea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You have to have the tea.
It's a bit of a kick, right? You can be honest.
Not,
no?
Yeah, it's nice.
So you're a cook. You know,
now!
Yes.
How is everything going today with you?
Actually, you know, I am having a pretty good day. The weather is getting me a little bit down.
Why?
Well, right now, I'm not kidding. To the left of me, the sky is blue. To the right of me, it's black.
No, we have that all the time.
Yes, but you don't have typhoons in the UK.
No, we don't. No, we just have big black clouds.
Yes.
Saying that's, yeah.
I mean, the only real bags of wind that you have are in Parliament.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if I'm looking out my window now, we're looking very nice. It's very sunny. It's very fine.
Oh, every place is sunny
but
here.
And I can listen to you on my iPhone.
Yes, now that was interesting because last week when we were running a bit of a test, today we're pushing the test as far as it can go with the server that we've just set up. You were listening on your iPhone. I didn't know that you can do that.
Yeah, I just got it just at the end, you know. I was about 3 seconds away from the live broadcast. So, yeah, you can listen to PCJ via the iPhone.
But we should stress that that's PCJ, that's our own stream, not the rotation from Live 365.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the mistake I was making. First of all, I made a big, huge mistake because I was listening via 365, and it wasn't working at all and everything. It took loads of time. But no, you need to go to the top stream, which is the top right-hand side
mm-hmm.
of the screen. And then, first of all, you can listen to that. But you can listen to this on the iPhone, which is great because now you can listen to this station and also loads of others via the iPhone.
So does that mean, for example, if you're, let's say, at a cafe or walking down the street and you have access to Wi-Fi on your phone, you can also listen?
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
And all the time. And I tested this. You know, I what I did was I used a certain application and then tried this all over my locality, and you can do that, and it's no problem. You can do it all the time. And there's three keys I found. There's three applications,
mm-hmm.
and there's one that's better than the others.
Do you want to tell us what the application is?
Yeah, it's called TuneIn Radio.
Oh, right.
Yeah, TuneIn Radio. You have to buy it, I'm afraid. It's $1.99.
Oh, well, that's nothing.
Well, if you've got an iPhone, $1.99, maybe you can afford it.
Yeah.
Well, and that, well, you've got, I'll tell you the two others as well. You've got VTuner, and you might stream from VTuner, but the problem is with VTuner, you've got VTuner, and you've also got Receiver, right?
Right.
Now, Receiver is the platform. I don't know about the other places in the world. Receiver is the place in UK which streams other stations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the internet radio. Now, Receiver, you can give them an address, and they'll add it, you know, but they take a long time or anything like that, you know.
Ah.
The tuner, yeah, it's fine to stream from, but you can't add anything, you know.
Right.
TuneIn Radio, you've already got stations from all over the place. You know, I can go to I don't know, China or Japan and have hundreds of stations already there.
Hmm.
But what I can do is I can plug in your internet address, which I think is 203.
Right.
.121.
Mm-hmm.
.251. .244. I give a colon, 8000, /listen.m3u. I can then listen to you, and I can save that. Additionally, I can listen to any, well, I can record. Like, for example, if you play a song that I want to hear that I don't know, I can record it.
All right, and it only costs like $1.99, right, for the application?
Yeah, $1.99.
You know, it's funny. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keith. Well, you know, I was.
Go ahead, Keith.
Because we're running low on time, but you know, we're talking about people that have iPhones. You know, and $1.99 is not very much. I met this guy, and he was listening to music on his iPhone with the cheapest headphones you could imagine. I mean, they're absolutely rubbish. And I said to him, "Why don't you get a better set of headphones?" And he said, "Oh, because they're too expensive." And I thought, wait a second. How much did you spend on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing. It's nothing. And it's $1.99. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You have some apps. If you have an iPhone, you know, iPhone people, I talk to you. If you, this is not an advert because we don't make anything from this. But iPhone people, you know, if you have some apps, and some are useless, and some are good.
Mm-hmm.
This one is fab.
Right.
This one is absolutely fab. And, you know, last week, Keith, we did a test, didn't we?
Yes.
And automatically, I bookmarked this, because you can bookmark it. I have now PCJ Radio. I didn't even tell that. It's had that now on my bookmarks.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to do anything anymore.
Well, you sent me the information, and I'm going to put it up on the PCJ Media website very soon. But, Philip, we do have to leave you right now because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, have a nice cup of coffee. I'll see you in 18 hours, maybe.
Yes, well, we'll call you back again, and maybe you can eat for us on the air. Look, we had somebody jogging. I think eating is, you know, the next step.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Philip.
You have a nice day, okay?
All right, Philip. Thank you very much.
It was great to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Philip Jackson in the United Kingdom. Well, we've actually come to the end of this live edition of the International Happy Station Show. We will be back with another one at 18 hours UTC, at 18 hours UTC for our listeners in Europe. Now, let us know how the stream has been coming through. We know there are some technical issues, which we are working out at this very moment as we're doing the show, for the reason that we just installed a new server, and we thought, look, to find out what we need to do, let's just, you know, go in it like a full blast, like a typhoon, you know. So we're figuring them out as we go along, so hopefully we'll have some of those issues fixed up for the next live transmission of Happy Station at 18 hours UTC. So thank you to everyone who contacted us. As you know, we've been ending Happy Station for a while with a different national anthem. I'm not going to say what it is. It's a bit of a clue for some upcoming specials that we have. So we're going to end with that again today. PCJ Radio and the International Happy Station sign off in 2 minutes. So on behalf of a number of people here that have been helping from this end, including Colin Newell in Canada, who helped with the website and putting the stream link there, thank you to him. So on behalf of them and all of you who wrote us, this is Keith Perron in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long. Au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio.